USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New gun control measures in one U.S. state, as there are six new such laws in place now in New Jersey. That's where the Democratic Governor Phil Murphy yesterday signed bills that include making it harder to carry a handgun, reducing magazine capacity, and strengthening background checks.
But unless and until that day that we have common sense laws coming from our Congress, our laws will continue to be able to reach only so far as our own borders.
Murphy commenting on the law that creates a strict definition for the justifiable need that residents must show to get a permit to carry a handgun.
Protecting the intent and strength of our handgun carry laws to keep guns off the street is common sense.
A possible tornado tears through northeastern Pennsylvania last night. Luckily, no one was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The Justice Department today is to release its report on the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and there is speculation it will be highly critical of former FBI Director James Comey and also some top current and former Justice Department officials. The Inspector General Michael Horowitz compiling the report over the past year and a half. A border agent attacked while patrolling near the border with Mexico is now in stable condition. Here's USA's Wendy King.
In a desolate part of southern Arizona, right near the border, a lone agent investigating activity picked up by sensors was ambushed.
Attacked by an unknown number of assailants.
The 21-year-old veteran is also a trained paramedic and treated his own gunshot wounds. Jim Chilton owns this land and says it's often used by the drug cartels.
We're undoubtedly being watched right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer parting ways with his legal defense team. Michael Cohen expected to lose his criminal team and start cooperating with federal prosecutors, though the Trump administration denies the likelihood of that. Cohen's been under investigation for various business dealings, as well as for giving what was called hush money to porn star Stormy Daniels for her silence about an affair she claims to have had with President Trump back in 2006. The White House and President Trump himself have denied those claims by Daniels. Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell saying that the policymakers are encouraged by ongoing economic progress.
We've taken another step in that process by raising our target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter of a percentage point.
The Fed concluding a two-day policy meeting yesterday with that announcement of a second rate hike this year. It's going to impact things for consumers from credit cards to auto loans to home equity lines of credit. And authorities are now looking into a sexual assault claim against actor Sylvester Stallone. A spokesman for the LADA says a claim against Stallone is being reviewed after it was presented by the Santa Monica Police Department. Details not released, but it was reported last year a woman had filed a claim about a sexual assault incident that happened 20 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.